A warm welcome to this opening program of the exhibition Two or Three Tigers. I will introduce the first session in a few moments, but first I want to give you a brief overview of the program. I suppose, though, that everyone has this schedule, so I don't need to fully reiterate it here. We are going on with the first three, first two lectures and one conversation until around 6:30, ending with a discussion, and then commence at 7:30 with the second session, finishing the evening with a film by Trinity Minha. And tomorrow we will be back here at 2 p.m., going on and into the evening, again finishing with a film, while we also have two screenings during the day, finishing the program with another film, Life of Particles by Angela Meditopoulos and Maurizio Lazzarato. The program is translated into German, but I don't see many people in need of headphones here. Now, this first session explores what we call tiger media. We look at the tiger itself as an unruly medium, a figure that crosses the partitions of the modern world on a subterranean level, antecedent to the divisions, but upon surfacing as a symbol or image, it mediates them as if from the other side. An excess of mediality is perhaps characteristic of our species. The open-endedness of the mediumistic dimension of human existence is the a priori condition for our ability to construct symbolic systems and enter into all sorts of machinic assemblages, to use a Deleuze-Guattarian image that also plays an important role in the film Life of Particles that we'll see tomorrow. We might have to remain, on a different note, silent about what lies beyond the grasp of language, but what can and cannot be communicated by a specific medium can only be grasped in a different one. This transposition from one medium into another enables a binocular vision, according to which every division is also a space of mediation. Every line can thus be turned into a volume, an objective zone of indistinction. It is this transformation from border into medium that an artistic image can effect. It invokes a sensibilities for histories of the psyche and its trans-historical temporalities, so closely linked to aesthetics as a crossroads of mediations and embodiments. It can espouse the notion that our psyche is a medium, to paraphrase Henri Bergson, on the body, of which we do not know what it can do. A key to modern knowledge, perhaps, is that realization, namely that we do not know what kind of media we are and can be. The relation between humans and tigers refers to a mythical time anterior to the human rationality as we know it, a time that we can only imagine as primordial mediality, and which is hence frequently cast as origin and projected into a distant past. Access to such primordial terrain of mediality anterior to the ontological divisions that structure everyday perception is of an initiatory character, hence the importance that human-animal metamorphosis and shape-shifting has in spiritual and particularly in shamanic traditions. But this metamorphosis is also the resource that makes animated images so powerful. The physiological synesthetic effects on the human sensorium of animation cut deep into the strata of our evolutionary history, activating the metamorphic realm before meaning and language, its condition of possibility. Apparently, for humans, the milieu of language, of the pre-linguistic grounds of language, cannot be circumscribed without the animal metaphor. This perhaps verifies what is frequently stated in animist myth, namely that humanity owes its humanity, and particularly language, to the animal. The stories told of how that evolutionary debt was created, however, differ widely. In the overall conceptual narrative of this project, tigers, and where tiger mythologies, as they occur in Hou Zunyan's work, are foregrounded as liminal figures through which different ways of organizing society in relation to its boundaries and protocols of mediation can be unearthed. Thus, the tiger morphs, for instance, from a mythical creature that marks from its outside the limits of the society of humans into a symbol of national identity and military prowess, as when it is charged with crafting a continuous national space and body politic, about which we will hear more later from Yong Woo Lee, zoomorphically mapped, for instance, onto what is today the divided Korean peninsula, to re-emerge in the more recent metaphor of the tiger states, symbolizing the hyper-modernizing condition of recent decades. The mystical symbol of the tiger is often put in the service of reifying national identities, but in this project we were trying to tear it away from these molds and use it instead for a different imaginary. That of a history of experience that transcends the divisions inflicted by colonial history, subsequent militarism, and national ethnicized or racialized conflicts. It is a medium, hence, that might help to imagine identities that are not based on these divisions and this paranoid psychology of othering on which they are based. Several works in the exhibition explore the tension between old and new media. Can we show the image, please? Between old and new media, between spirits that act as mediums in their interaction with humans and modern mass media, and particularly digital media. But in this project, we'd also like to think of spirituality not in terms of beliefs, but rather in terms of big different practices, technologies, and protocols of mediation. Perhaps in the sense of a cosmotechnics, a concept which will be introduced in a few minutes by philosopher Yuk Hoi. We will also listen to a conversation between art historian Kevin Chua, Mustafa Shabir, a curator at the Singapore National Gallery, and Hou Zunyan, in which they will speak about the work One or Several Tigers on display downstairs, and its genealogy, particularly its relation to the 19th century lithograph interrupted road surveying in Singapore, which we have seen here on screen yesterday and also in the work downstairs by Hou Zunyan. Finally, we will listen to media historian Yong Woo Lee, who explores representations of tigers in colonial and post-colonial Korea, and who will tackle the problem of non-human and animistic subjectivities in the formation of modernity. I want to end this short introduction by looking at this image with you from the work Spirit Writing by Xu Jiawei, which is on display downstairs as well. In this work, a frog deity that communicates with local villagers through writing and knocking in a divination ritual is interviewed in a television studio. That's what we see here on the left. Equipped with motion capture technology and placed within what is called the green screen or chroma key technology, a generic technique used in film to create a homogeneous background for an image that in the editing room can then be replaced with a different scene. In this work, the deity whose temple, original temple, was destroyed in the iconoclasm of the Cultural Revolution in mainland China and hence became a refugee god resettling on an island in the Taiwan Strait. In this work, the deity is interviewed by the artist himself about his past and the destroyed temple, which is then being reconstructed in a digital 3D matrix, which is what you see here on the right. I've said a few words yesterday about motion capture technologies in relation to the genre of computer-generated animation yesterday and what that means for the history of animation and its morphology and shape-shifting capacities in transgressing ontological divides, and how they might actually have this relation that we've seen in the lithograph of the tiger attack, and we'll perhaps see again today, between this confrontation between tiger and theodolite, between the animal and the instrument of measurement in this media of computer-generated imagery might have profoundly changed. I will focus now very briefly on the green screen technology as a method of extraction, severing a thing from its milieu and inserting it into whatever desired new context. As a bit paradigmatic image technology, it mirrors modernity's power of displacement, which are known to denaturalize the originary relationship between an organism and its environment. Indeed, the green screen technique can be seen as an allegory of the ontological upheaval whose name is modernity. Ground here ceases to serve as a guarantor of a primordial stability and loses its natural givenness, which once tied each spirit to a given context. And it's this broken link that exposes our existence as mediated. This question of transposition and of historical passage of the relation between figure and ground will be a recurring topic in the lectures and dialogues of this first session. Spirits are typically at home in particular places. So what does it mean for a displaced frog deity to be given a second home in a temple reconstructed in a 3D digital simulation? From one perspective, it appears as if this deity might be trapped in a form of representation firmly entrenched in a Cartesian conception of abstract geometric space in which discrete entities reside or move. Emblematic of a certain modern rationality, such a conception of space can perhaps be diametrically opposed to an understanding of space as relational and performative, brought into existence by the very bodies inhabiting it. The space on the documentary side of Xu Jiawei's screen downstairs, these images are projected onto the same screen from two different sides, and synchronized so that you see the movements of the divination chair in which the god resides in the digital matrix simultaneously on the other side, is perhaps best described as a space in that latter sense, a laboratory of mediation, testing the potential to widen the community of language, in this case to non-human spirits. And what is left of a mediation such as a divination ritual or local spirits in such conditions of displacement? And what is a divination ritual if not an attempt to connect with the grounds of mediality, to read what was never written, in Benjamin's words? But at the same time, that displaced, groundless, and experimental ritual is inscribed into a new frame on the opposite screen, that of digital space, which is itself a meta-medium, as it makes all spaces commensurable to each other by assessing their singularity and difference. The green screen and the 3D simulation on the respective sides of the screen seem to suggest that spirits have become placeless, and hence their figuration, the form in which they might become articulated, has become uncertain. This uncertainty and openness with regard to the possibility of media, whether human, technological, or other, it seems to me, is one of the signatures of modernity. The effacement of this difference on the other and the inscription into the grid of a universal meta-media of abstraction is another. To a certain degree, GPS and related technologies make clear that this Cartesian space has become a planetary envelope today. Hence, can the frog deity and its wild transmissions, hovering and yet entrapped in that digital space, perhaps serve as an allegory for our current condition at large? With this question, I'd like to invite Jörg Höy to take the stage for the first lecture, whose presentation is entitled On a Possible Passing from Digital to Symbolic. Thanks.